from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Josh takes the snap. Out of the gun, steps up in the pocket, looks into the end zone, trying to fire it, going to keep it himself. Finally throws it late. It is caught in the end zone. No, it is incomplete.
After discussion, it is a touchdown.
Oh. One of the better throws of Allen's career. He answered a question from Chris Long on the Green Line podcast about his most memorable throw, his favorite, and said it was the touchdown to Jake Kumerow in Denver, because he threw it as hard as he could. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Get to a call in a moment here. I got a funny tweet. You want from a tweet from Prescott, who writes in that his most memorable throw, not his best, Prescott writes, the 40-yard heave downfield to a double-covered fullback in overtime of his first playoff game.
How dare we forget?
That's funny.
It was amazing. What a sight to behold. The screenshot of Pat DeMarco jumping with two other Texans.
That's funny.
Is amazing. And the overtime of a playoff game, by the way. After he already lateraled a football, like 20 minutes before that, he decided that a good idea. That version of Josh Allen, like, it would not have been as fun. They wouldn't have been as good. It would have been crazy, though, right? If he just remained that forever, it would have been crazy. Well, now we get Will Levis.
You want to get a bet on the bet board? This is just a fun bet to have. I don't know which side I want. I know which side I want. It's more fun. Let's bet on a lateral this season.
On a lateral?
Yeah.
An Allen lateral. You mean like not a toss, right?
Run a QB option.
Sure, right.
A honest to goodness lateral.
In the moment, he's Travis Kelce. In the moment, he goes, I'm going to throw this ball because Dawson Knox is standing over there.
Yes.
You want to bet on it?
I do.
All right, I'll bet against it.
Good.
He's not going
to
do it.
But isn't it fun to have a bet?
Sure.
That way, when he laterals,
we should do is you should get Allen, I should get Kelce.
Who wants to bet Kelce lateraling?
Yeah, no, it's true. Because we know Kelsey's done it like 5 times. Yeah. Did you ever hear him tell the story of he did it in the AFC Championship game twice against Cincinnati? And the first time, it worked, but it only went for like 5 yards. And the second time, Kelce actually telling the story is funny, because Kelce tells the story that I did it the second time and it didn't work. The guy wasn't ready and the ball went out of bounds. I went to the sidelines and Andy Reid just came over me and stared me in the eyes and went, stop doing what you're doing. And he stopped doing it, at least in that game.
Stop doing what you're doing.
That's
really funny. All right, 803-0550. We're talking a little about Josh's most memorable throw because he talked about it with Chris Long. Also, on the idea of Hassan Reddick, a premier pass rusher, a guy that gets the quarterback, you know, could, should, blah, blah, blah. Don't anticipate it, but the Bills could trade for him from a money standpoint. You know, would the Jets trade him? The GM just said they are not going to. Messy situation there in New York. Zoe in Buffalo. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I heard you talking about some big throw that could have been a top 10 catch when I turned on to the radio. That 65 yards to dig, that was one. The other one, when they played the Jets, when he threw it to Davis at the end of the game, that's probably like felt like a 65-yard one, and he hit it right in his hands.
Yep.
And the way that stadium is like, it go up and over, it felt like he threw it to the top of the stadium, and it came right down. I couldn't believe he dropped that.
Yep.
He threw that ball. Thanks, Zoe. I got the highlight up here. Someone just sent it to me as well, so great minds. He threw that ball from his own 10, and it landed in Gabe's arms at the 20.
Yep.
That's a 70-yard throw.
Yep. So I just retweeted a tweet from Next Gen Stats in 2022. Remember, by the way, this was the play after Allen hurt his elbow. Remember he got hit?
Yep.
And the whatever? This is the play after he hurt his elbow. And Next Gen Stats, I don't know if this has changed since then, 2 years ago, but their tweet on the day of that play, Josh Allen's incomplete pass intended for Gabe Davis traveled 69.3 yards in the air, the longest pass attempt over the last six seasons. He had just hurt his elbow and then threw the longest pass in the league
in six years,
and it was right at his receiver's head. Right? That's what happened, right? It hit him in the face?
I think it went through his hands.
Or went through his hands? Okay. Yeah, that's a better almost than my New England one from last year, because he's being covered by Sauce Gardner on the play, too. Sauce Gardner, hurt elbow, furthest pass in 70 years, on the money when you needed it. Come on.
Yeah.
Davis.
It is
49% catch percentage.
It is worth mentioning. So, you know, a question I posed earlier this week, yesterday, over the weekend. A lot of these passes are rips down the field. He is cutting loose and ripping the ball.
Yep.
Let's just make sure we don't have too many tunnel screens this year. Now, the Curtis Samuel tunnel screen is a nice idea.
Wasn't the idea the tunnel screens are going to open up the rips? Isn't the concept?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work, but that's the concept, isn't it?
We'll see. Michael writes in, we're so spoiled with the arm strength. I watch other quarterbacks, I'm like, this guy stinks.
Isn't Allen why we all think Tua stinks?
Yes.
Because all of these plays we're talking about with Allen, Tua doesn't have in the bag.
Right, couldn't
not
do
to the
it.
Same, he can't throw it as fast. Right? He can't throw it 70 yards in the air like Allen can. Isn't he the biggest reason why we think Tua stinks?
Yeah. That's probably right.
Because he's so different. It's why I think maybe like I've a big respect for Justin Herbert, because I watch Herbert throw passes like this where he can rip the ball. And I know he hasn't won, but it's hard for me to not respect after watching 5 years of Josh Allen, a guy like a Herbert or someone like that can throw the ball a million miles an hour.
I'll give you a Herbert point that kind of butts up against your point about Tua. Allen's the reason I think that Herbert stinks on the move. Because watch Herbert play. Okay. He's supposed to be this great athlete.
He does it from the pocket.
He's got a great arm. When he runs,
it's not as good.
He doesn't do anything close to what Allen does.
Right.
Improvising, making a play, taking a hit, throwing down. I mean, like, Allen is a freak show, of course.
Sure.
We watch him jump over or run through. And Herbert, in that department, is...
Yeah.
I don't want to say he turtles. He doesn't do that. But it's just, it is not the least bit dynamic when he moves.
He's not dangerous in any way.
He's not looking for contact. He's not looking to make you look stupid.
Right.
He's just, I mean, hey, maybe this is better sometimes. Get out of bounds, get down.
Yep.
I feel like he doesn't run full speed. Like, he's, from an athleticism standpoint, he's said to have a ton of it. I don't think he uses it on the move.
Yeah, no, that's right. And that's even, like, running. Like, how many, like, Allen, some of these throws we're talking about, he's rolling out left or rolling out right and flipping his hips and he's ripping the ball. How many Herbert's passes like that generally are, he just takes a three-step drop in the pocket and then steps into it and throws the ball a million miles.
And that's one thing about, so this first preseason game, you know, there's not much to grab out of a preseason game. Why are people going gaga for Caleb Williams? because of that throw he made.
Yeah.
Because
he got that velocity on the ball while moving kind of almost backwards to the right.
Yep. It's an amazing throw. It's a throw we would see Allen make, and I mean, he probably made a bunch of those, and we haven't even named them as, like, what's his most memorable throw. Caleb Williams, I have his most memorable throw right now, top of mind. He'll probably have a bunch more of those. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. More your phone calls as we roll through today. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. Matt Harmon is perception. Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. A big, long write-up on Keon Coleman and how the Bills are going to get the most out of him, what they need to do to get the most out of him. He had a glowing review of Coleman and specifically how the Bills weaponize him, deploy him, will matter quite a bit. Also, when we get back, what makes Matt LaFleur want to puke? He was asked a question. He says, every time you are asked that, I want to vomit.
Okay.
He would not like this show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.